Highway Patrol investigating a fatal crash in Summit County. A 17-year-old male was driving on South Arlington Road in Green at about 2 Sunday morning when his car went off the road, struck a ditch, and overturned several times. The driver was pronounced dead at Summa Akron City Hospital. No one else was in the vehicle. Patrol says alcohol appeared to be a factor in the crash. Name of the driver has not been released. Charges of rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition handed down against a Worcester man. The Stark County Grand Jury issued a secret indictment in January against 56-year-old Randall Brown. He was arrested last Wednesday and pleaded not guilty at an arraignment Friday. Investigators say Brown engaged in sexual conduct with a daughter in June 2024. Pre-trial hearing scheduled for next Tuesday in Common Pleas Court. Resentencing is delayed for a woman convicted for escaping from the Eastern Ohio Correctional Center in Lisbon. 7th District Court previously ruled Columbiana County Common Pleas Court Judge Scott Washam miscalculated the maximum sentence when he gave 39-year-old Ashley Crowley of Youngstown 8 years. She was sentenced in February after pleading guilty to escape, theft, felonious assault, and other charges. Crowley escaped in August 2023 and stole a car at a nearby pizza shop. She was scheduled for resentencing Friday from the women's prison in Marysville, but the conference was postponed due to problems with the video feed. Village of Sebring will replace a pedestrian bridge. ODOT has awarded the village $465,000 to replace the bridge that will link the Willow Grove Park to the Greenway Trail. The grant will cover about half of the total cost. The former swinging bridge was destroyed in a flood in 2004. The new structure will be located to the north and is designed for pedestrians and bicyclists. The state previously contributed $98,000 and private donors pitched in with $17,000. Construction could begin in 2027. October 14th remains the trial date for a Wellsville man accused of injuring a juvenile in a shooting. Status hearing was held Friday with another scheduled October 1st for 20-year-old Emery Childs. He was indicted in June on charges including attempted murder, felonious assault, and tampering with evidence. Police responded to a call of a shooting near the 18th Street Park April 27th. Other officers were called to Independence Square for an injured juvenile. The 15-year-old had been shot in the arm. Childs turned himself in the next day. Judge Scott Washam said plea negotiations were continuing. 5-year sentence for a Youngstown man charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. 39-year-old Darnell Jones pleaded guilty in May. He was found intoxicated and passed out in a car on Roxbury Avenue in June 2024. A handgun was found in the vehicle. Jones has 5 previous convictions for gun charges in state court, as well as a 2012 drug conviction in federal court that bar him from having a weapon. He served over 4 years in prison on the federal conviction. An assault of a patient leads to charges against a Boardman woman. 24-year-old Michaela Reynolds was an employee of a company that provides home services to patients with intellectual and developmental disabilities. An employee in training told a supervisor in June they witnessed Reynolds slap a patient who had spit out their medicine. Reynolds will have a preliminary hearing in Mahoning County Court September 30 on a count of felony assault. Reynolds was arrested Tuesday and released on bond. Woman is charged with murder in a Youngstown shooting. Police called to a home on Terrell Avenue just after 1:30 Saturday afternoon. WFMJ-TV reports they found a 22-year-old woman with a gunshot wound. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Her name was not released. 22-year-old Deviana Taylor was arrested and taken to the Mahoning County Jail. Police call the incident a domestic homicide. No other details were available. A parole violation reportedly has a Struthers man back in custody. 57-year-old Brian Gacier was booked into the Mahoning County Jail Saturday. Warrant was issued by the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction describing Gacier as a violator at large. He was serving 3 years probation after his release last July. Gacier received a 17-year sentence in 2009 after pleading guilty to involuntary manslaughter, aggravated arson, and abuse of a corpse. He was charged with setting a fatal house fire on Youngstown's north side. The sale to the city of Youngstown of the property that was to house a proposed chill can plant is final. A sheriff's sale was held in February. The property was transferred a week ago. WKBN-TV reports the winning bid for the several parcels in 3 outbuildings was $1.3 million. The property had an appraised value of $2.6 million. Ground was broken for the plant in 2016, but it was never completed. It isn't known what the city plans to do with the land. The city received a $1.5 million judgment in a lawsuit against developer M.J. Joseph. Bond was set at $1 million for a Warren man charged with 4 counts of rape and endangering children, along with pandering obscenity and bestiality. 37-year-old Justin Mayfield was arrested Friday and will be arraigned today in municipal court. His 28-year-old wife, Shauna, was arrested August 13th. Police also say they found a marijuana grow area in the home larger than permitted by state law. They also reportedly found several large bags of marijuana around the house.